This has been a busy week for software giant Microsoft. Its shareholders gave final approval to the largest dividend payout in corporate history. It resolved major antitrust issues, launched one of the hottest-selling video games ever. And today, Microsoft rolled out a search engine to challenge Yahoo and Google. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has details.
The events of the week have been a long time in the making. They reflect a maturation of Microsoft, along with its quest for new avenues of growth and profit. For openers, the company paid longtime adversary Novell more than $500 million to resolve a longstanding antitrust complaint. Technology industry analyst Rob Enderle believes the approach reflects the Microsoft of 2004, not the upstart of the 1980s and 90s.
Microsoft's no longer going head-to-head with everybody in the world. They've now come to the conclusion that cooperation and negotiation is probably the better path. And so we're finally seeing the kinder, gentler Microsoft we expected to see about 5 years ago. It's finally starting to happen.
5 years ago, the company's stock was soaring. Since then, it's languished. Shareholders have been grousing that they wanted more value for their investment. This week, shareholders approved a dividend payout that totals $32 billion. Even with the vast payout slated for next month, Microsoft will still have more than $30 billion in cash. But as Charles Hill, a business strategy expert at the University of Washington's Business School, explains, the profit picture looking forward isn't so rosy.
They realize that the growth potential of the Windows operating system business and the Office business is relatively limited, and they're looking for other opportunities to drive their revenues and profits forward.
Which brings us to online search and games. Halo 2 is the company's new Xbox game. It posted sales of more than 125 million in its first day, making it one of the hottest debuts in game history. Rick Chapman, managing editor of the online publication Softletter, believes that Microsoft will displace Nintendo as the number two game maker.
If they were to establish themselves as a strong number two player, even if they don't supplant Sony as number one, which is their ultimate goal, that's a very profitable place to be.
And finally, we turn to Microsoft's announcement this morning that it has put an early or beta version of its MSN search engine online for consumers to use. MSN program manager Justin Osmer says the company's search engine offers the largest index of information online, actual answers to search questions, and the company hopes future profits.
There's certainly also some significant financial implications when you look at online advertising is continuing to grow and advertising spending specifically in search is continuing to grow. So there's a great business opportunity for us as well.
Microsoft hopes to challenge Google for the lion's share of the profit, but experts say that knocking off a company that has become an American icon as well as a verb won't be easy. What's more, the potential profits from search and games are nowhere near what Microsoft has earned from its operating system and Office products. Microsoft faces still other challenges, chief among them the possibility that Linux will begin to draw sizable market share from the Windows operating system. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.